past weekend, reporter Peter O'Dowd from KJZZ in Phoenix traveled on an Immigration and Customs Enforcement plane that was full of undocumented immigrants who are being deported back to Guatemala. And I understand, Peter, you just returned last night. Is that correct?
I did, yes.
Peter O'Dowd is the news director at KJZZ in Phoenix. And so, Peter, what inspired you to take this trip? I understand you actually found out about these flights and you wondered why there were so many of them?
Well, I was fascinated by this concept of people who were getting deported from this country going down on an airplane. And to me, I figured, you know, as a reporter, I want to get on one of those airplanes and see what it's like. You know, I had basic questions like, who are the flight attendants? What do they eat? What's it like when they get on the ground? To me, it seemed like a slice of American government that not a lot of people ever got a chance to see. So I asked ICE if they would let me get on the plane, and yes, they let me go down on Friday.
All right, so we're going to talk to you about what you see, but what you were really looking into was the backstory behind comments. This is the president speaking during a speech at the National Council of La Raza, which is a Hispanic advocacy group, talking about these kind of things.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the books. But that doesn't mean I don't know very well the real pain and heartbreak that deportations cause. I share your concerns, and I understand them.
Under his administration, we've seen a record number of deportations. So what is the real pain and heartbreak that the president is talking about there, Peter?
Yeah, this was one of the main questions that I wanted to have answered was, what is life after deportation? What's it like for people when they get on the ground the first day, the first week, the first month, and then years after they arrive? I spoke to one gentleman on the plane who was a former cop in Guatemala City who said, you know, basically, I have no family left in Guatemala. He's been in the United States for 12 years. He was arrested on his way to work one day. And he, because of his former work in Guatemala City, he's terrified. He says, my city is full of criminals. It's dangerous. It's violent. There's gangs. And, you know, when I get home to Guatemala, I have no idea what's going to happen. So for this particular gentleman, for instance, he was just terrified. More often than not, people had a mixture of feeling happy that they would be coming home to see their family finally. If they had just crossed the border and gotten caught, you know, they had a harrowing journey north, and they were actually, in some cases, happy to be able to see their loved ones when they got back on the ground. But at the same time, they faced really terrible economic conditions in their home country.
We're speaking with Peter O'Dowd. He is the news director at public radio station KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, sometimes, Peter, and I wonder if there were any of these families with you whose children had been born in the United States and were therefore United States citizens, but their parents were being deported, so the kids were going with them.
Yeah, you know, that happens way more than you would imagine. On this particular flight, there was one pregnant woman. That was the extent of that experience on the actual flight. But once we got on the ground, we went to this tiny, tiny village called Calderas. It's in the mountains, and it's at the base of two volcanoes. It's absolutely gorgeous, but it's really, really poor. These people who live there, they're subsistence farmers. They grow carrots and cabbage. Many of the people who lived in this town were deported in 2008 or thereabouts from after the Postville, Iowa raid. If you remember, it was the largest in ICE history. It was at a kosher meatpacking plant in Iowa. And when they came back to this town, many of them did. They had American children. And so as we were there, we met a woman who showed us her child's documents, U.S. passport. We have social security card, birth certificate with the state of Iowa stamped right on it. And as we got to talking to her, more people started coming up to us. More mothers with their children came up to us. And soon we had a stack of passports in front of us, you know, 16 deep. There are 16 American children living in this little town of Calderas. Mm-hmm. And we met one of the mothers, Deborah Martinez Unek Pastor, is the mother of 4-year-old Edwin. And she basically says, more or less, she's ready to get him back into the United States.
We would have to find someone to take him when he turns 10. Hopefully by that time, a family member could take care of him in the United States. But right now, he's too small.
We're speaking with Peter O'Dowd, news director at KJZZ in Phoenix, who just returned from a trip on an Immigration and Customs Enforcement plane, ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, from Guatemala, a plane that was taking deported illegal immigrants back down to Guatemala. And, you know, the real question here, Peter, of course, is if the deportations are so difficult and heartbreaking, is that an effective use by the United States government? Is it preventing people from coming to the United States illegally?
That's a good question. I think in some cases, yes, and in many cases, no. I also met some people I met a lot of people. Some of them said they would never leave. They would never take the risks of going to the United States, not only because the trip north on the cargo trains or through the desert is difficult, but because you don't know what you're going to get when you get there. You know, you're going to live in fear every time you go to a grocery store. Once you're in the United States, every time you see a cop, you'll be looking behind your back. I met another immigrants who said, you know, I've been deported before and I'm going to go again. You know, I'm going to risk it and I'm going to head back north again. And then others who had never been before and who said, yeah, I'm going to do this. So this is important to me. I need to get to the United States. I need to do something to make more money for my family. A lot of the people we spoke to, like I said, were either subsistence farmers or making $7 a day. So no matter what the deportation situation is, it'll be a deterrent to some point for some people. But at the end of the day, the place is so poor that there's always going to be the draw north.
And you actually spoke to someone who addressed this.
We have a problem of employee, we have a problem of healthy, and we know that we have to respond, but how? This is the problem.
What is she talking about there?
Yeah, that's Alejandra Gordillo. She says that the government has so many problems, as she mentioned, with jobs, with education, with health, that it's really difficult to prioritize the issue of, for instance, American children living in Guatemala, or the issue of having so many people try their hand at going north. You know, so they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. There don't seem to be a lot of answers. You know, I asked her a couple questions about how many people there were going north, and she said, we don't know. We don't even have the money to have statistics.
Wow. Peter O'Dowd, a news director at KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona, actually just returned from a trip to Guatemala in which he traveled with people who are being deported from the United States back to their home country by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Thank you so much, Peter.
My pleasure. Thank you.